This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, Radio Hawke's Bay and Grey Power Hastings and District Association. This morning, when I arrived at the studio to do this pre-broadcast, I was knocked back a row of sixes because I was given a Radio Hawke's Bay Best Community Program 2025 award, which was in my absence at their Christmas function. That would have been given to me, but I had other arrangements on that evening. But it really knocked me back, listeners, and it just proves that what Grey Power and Radio Hawke's Bay do out there, that it has achieved a great goal to all of us out there, especially Grey Power Hastings. So I wish to thank you, listeners, for tuning in and myself receiving that award. So this morning I had the privilege of speaking with Bena Himopa from Tama Mobility Group. Good morning, Bena.
Good morning, Ron.
Yes, Bena. What is Tama? Can you explain to our listeners?
So Tama is Tama Mobility Group. It is otherwise affectionately known as Tama. It is a trusted companion and transport service. We offer the same personalised, supportive experience you'd expect from services like Driving Miss Daisy, Monique Driving For You, Freedom Care, and any other support services around.
Right. How did Tama start?
So Tama started, it was an idea. It was an idea through a necessity. So Tama suffered from a brain tumour back in 2017, and it was called a cerebellum, which is connected to the small brain, and it had attached itself to the lower part of his spine as well. So he needed a life-saving operation to get that done. Post-operation, he suffered massive strokes. We ended up in Wellington Hospital for another 2 months just to help him get his health back on track so that he was fit enough to go through chemotherapy to get rid of the last of the tumour, because he still had 1% of the tumour on his spine.
Right.
Yeah. So the doctors were hoping that they might be able to eliminate it through chemotherapy. Wasn't the case, but that's okay. That's okay, because he still managed to get stronger by the day as every day came in, and his confidence grew. After the operation, he wasn't able to speak. He needed a tracheostomy tube to help him breathe. He was a quadriplegic, and this is all after the operation. 2 months down the track, he was strong enough to get through the chemotherapy, which is what we did. And once he finished his last round of chemotherapy, then they sent us back to Hastings to ATNR. And in ATNR, we spent a couple of weeks there just trying to organise a plan to take him home, because he's a 6'3" Dutch kid. You know, he's half Dutch, so he's built like a Dutchman. And then to bring him home, and he was just this stick figure of a man. And he couldn't walk, he could barely talk, and he had double vision. So all the odds were against him. But every day he was so happy to wake up, and once he started getting facial movement, he was always smiling and just so happy to be alive, you know, and to ask him endless questions. And he was just like, no, you know, I'm happy, and just full of grace, and his faith was amazing.
Right.
His faith in God is phenomenal.
So how can our listeners join Tama Mobility Group?
Tama Mobility Group. So we formed Tama Mobility Group because when we got back to Hastings, I had to go back to work. I'm an engineer. I was an engineer, but I've finished working now. But I was an engineer, so I would get the different services, Driving Miss Daisy and Freedom Driving, to come and pick up Tama. Different services, you were bound to contracts that you had to stick to. At that time, I had no other choice. So I would sign the contracts, And then the invoice would come in and it would be phenomenal. And I just thought, wow, how can people afford this every week? I can afford it because I'm an engineer plus Tommy gets funding. But if I were to rely on his funding alone, his funding would be gone within months. So then I thought, how can we preserve his funding as well as get him to all these appointments and try and give him some form of normality by getting him to town and immersing him back into society? And the only way I thought I could do that without running broke and wasting all his funding was to start up our own companion and transport business.
Right.
And so we did.
Right.
We got a van, a Toyota Hiace, high top van, and it has one of the heaviest ramps in Hawke's Bay. So it carries up to 400 kgs on the ramp, which I know is impressive because many retirement homes have come and asked if they could hire the van because they have a lot of bigger clients that cannot go on your standard van.
Right.
I'm open to the idea. I was open to the idea, but I just sort of wanted to focus on Tama Mobility Group, you know, and get that up and running. And so that was our main goal.
Right. So therefore, then that would have cost you yourself. And so this is what my next question to you is, what costs are there? So consequently, doing what you have done up to this date would be very expensive to bring that vehicle into the correct health issues in areas which you would have to have in a public license to drive that particular vehicle as well. Can you just explain how you cope with all of that along with looking after Tama?
Yeah. The costs are phenomenal. They are phenomenal. But luckily, I guess it's lucky, Tama was given a grant by the Lion Foundation. So he was one of the lucky ones. So he was given a grant for the Lion Foundation for a vehicle, a wheelchair accessible vehicle. And because Tama is a giant and he's 6'3", it enabled us to get the high top high ace van with the heavy duty
lifting apparatus.
Ramp on it, that takes up to 400 kgs. So that was okay, but in turn we still had to service it. The tires, I just replaced the tires and that was just thousands.
Yes.
But we need the right tires, roadworthy tires that cater to transporting people. Just getting your medical for the driver's license and all of that, there's a huge cost to that as well. And I would like to see in the future just maybe some courses being set up to help. There would be a lot more drivers. There's a shortage of drivers in the disability world. And I believe that if there were courses where people could go and sign up to get their medical license as well as their driving, because just to get your medical, it's $80, $80 to $100, depending on where you go. And that's just the medical to apply for the passenger service license. Then you've got the fees for the passenger services license as well. And then you may or may not be able to do this job depending on the police vetting and credit ratings and all of that sort of thing.
Right. So at this point in time, I would put out a pledge there to our Grey Power and Radio Hawke's Bay listeners there that here we have a lady here that I'm interviewing this morning, and the pamphlets that she is showing me is one worthy cause, and she definitely needs help. And as you've heard her say, that drivers are a necessity, and I know that the other firms that Ben has mentioned, driving Miss Daisy and them, I know that they've got this type of vehicle as well, but not up to the strength, the capacity that Ben has explained. So the next thing that I was going to be asking her was how were they sponsored? And just prior to coming on air, that is a big issue. So in my pledge, Radio Hawke's Bay and Grey Power listeners, if you feel there that you could come to the party and achieve something, feel free to give myself, Ron Wilkins, the president of Grey Power, and Benner a phone call, which she'll give her phone number out later. But that would be much appreciated to help with this service that this lady has put herself out into the community to see up and running. So what do you think of that, Benna?
Oh, I think that's wonderful. And I didn't know you could be sponsored to start up a business. So if there are any potential sponsors out there, we would greatly appreciate your help, even advice on how to progress from here, any type of help or...
Would be much appreciated.
It would be.
All right. Now, we've got, what areas do you cover? So obviously you've had phone calls knowing now that you have this extra large vehicle available. So what areas do you cover? I mean, is it the whole of Hawke's Bay or is it just around Hastings, Flaxmere, Havelock North, Tarradale?
It is around the whole of Hawke's Bay. We can do rural areas providing we get enough time. Preferably 24 hours, you know, is ideal. As ideal, 24 hours notice is ideal, but we understand sometimes you can get a phone call from the hospital and you need to be picked up right there and then, and there's nowhere else. Then give us a call because we will come and get you. We won't leave you. We won't leave you stranded. We will come and get you.
So I take it at this stage you've only got the one vehicle. Is that all signed, all signage, etc.?
Yes, we have. I have one main vehicle, and we have a couple of cars out there as well, and a lot of potential workers. It's just once we start getting the workload, and then I can bring more people in and get them up and employed.
Right, yeah, then. Now I had down here community service card. How do we apply, and who with? So obviously you cater for anyone, even if they did not have the community service card. But is it more advantageous if someone holds a community service card? Is there some form of discount? Obviously you must have to charge to pick these people up.
Yeah. For a community services card, not particularly, I'm sorry. So the community services card is only relevant for public transport. So it has to be public transport. If you have a total mobility scheme card, then that will entitle you to companion transport pickups. It will entitle you to 75% discount. And it's just more feasible to have one. So you can get one. You can get a total mobility service card if you're unable to drive or if you are in an area that does not provide public transport. So you're in the middle of nowhere on a farm, or there's just no transport for you, semi-rural, then you're entitled to you're immediately entitled to a TMS card, which gives you 75% discount. If you are in a different situation, you have a temporary disability or a permanent disability, then again, you are entitled to a TMS card. And to receive that TMS card, you can reach out to many different organisations, actually. The main one you will find online is Age Concern Hawke's Bay. Now, Age Concern Hawke's Bay clearly have the workers or the capacity to be able to
process
all the
application to get it all done smoothly and quickly.
Yeah, and then there are at least another dozen organisations that can help out and refer you for a TMS card. There's so many. There's Idea Services, Hiratonga Seniors, Grey Power, Dementia Hawke's Bay, CCS, Disability Action, all the age concerns, Enliven, Stroke General Regions, the Multiple Sclerosis, and the Blind Foundation. So there are many, many places you can go to see if you are entitled to a TMS card, and you'll be amazed just how many people are entitled
to it.
Yeah, to it. So ask. Temporary disability, a fluctuating disability, a permanent disability, you're all entitled to a TMS card. So go get it. Ring these organisations and apply for the card, because it will save so much money. A 75% discount is amazing. You can't beat that.
All right. Just this Tama, is what relationship is he to you?
So Tama is my son.
Right.
And our Tama Mobility Group is based around Tama, for Tama, and for people like Tama. So my son is in a wheelchair, permanently disabled. He does need 24-hour care. And we started this up just to lessen the load for parents, for carers, for agents that are overwhelmed and can't deal with everything, because it is a lot. It's a lot. And it's mentally draining and physically draining. And just to have somebody come in and pick up your child, your partner, just to take them out for an hour or 2 hours, or just to an appointment, or you stay home and just reset, relax, reset, and wait for them to come home. It's a good feeling, you know, it's a really good feeling. And also knowing that they're in such beautiful care, such great care. So our drivers, I have one driver, she's a nurse. She's a nurse, and she was in. She was nursing for years, but she wanted to get out of the hospital, but still stay in that area, field. Yeah, field.
Yes.
And she approached us actually one day. We were at Kmart, and she just asked if we were looking for drivers, and took down her details. And that's actually happened quite a few times for us.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it is. It is lovely. We're blessed.
And just to let the listeners know, I see there that. It's emotional for you, but was Tama born with this problem, or did it happen as a result of an accident?
The doctor seemed to think that it happened as a result of an accident. He was a rugby fanatic.
Right.
So he was going to school at Tauranga Boys High at the time, and he was knocked out on the field.
Right.
Okay, so his auntie took him to A&E. They sent him home. He kept vomiting, and so for the next few weeks he was vomiting and blackouts and just fainting all the time. Took him back to the A&E. They'd send him home with different medication. Then it was school holiday, so they brought him home. And my 6-foot giant Dutch guy was this deteriorated kid with this big head on his stick body, and I couldn't believe it. I took him to Hastings A&E. I told them what happened. They just replied, he has a hematoma. They knew straight away. They didn't even need to do any x-rays. She's going, it's a hematoma. Got it. We did the MRI, went in straight away, no mucking around, because they don't muck around. We're a rugby town, a rugby and league town. They don't muck around with head injuries. I love that for us. Went into the MRI. They stopped halfway through the MRI. The nurse came in, absolutely like white like a ghost, and I knew immediately something was wrong. They ran the dye, which they run this dye, and then it shows where the blockages are and all of that sort of thing. We got out of A&E. We were referred to this little room where the doctors came in and said, look, we are really sorry. Tama's going to die. And I just said, no, you can't come in here and say that. My son is going to die. And they said, well, to be honest, he only has a 2% chance of survival. Wow. Problem is, the doctor was Asian, a really young-looking Asian guy. He could have been 50, but he looked 20. To me, I just said, you know what, get me another opinion. I need a second opinion. You know, what life skills do you have? I was under stress. I was shocked. I was in shock. I was traumatized. An older doctor came in, gray hair, gray beard. I immediately calmed down a little, and he just said, look, we're really sorry. Gave me the same outcome. Tom is going to die. He only has a 2% chance of survival. There's nothing we can do. And I said, wait, did you say 2%, you know, 2% chance? And he said, yes. And I said, 2% is all he needs. Yeah. He is my boy. You don't know us. You don't know my boy. You don't know me. He will survive. You know, we will do what we have to do to keep my son alive. 2% is all he needs.
Yeah.
And this guy, the doctor just looked at me with so much sympathy, you know, and I said, we are going to do something. That afternoon the next day we were flown to Wellington where he was operated on. The outcome, again, was bleak because I think they have to give you the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
If he survived the operation, he was going to be a vegetable. Post-operation, quadriplegia, couldn't speak, part vision. Then we went through the process of healing,
yeah.
Chemotherapy, coming back to Hastings. ATNR, had an American doctor, not so sympathetic, sent us home without the appropriate training. Like, I didn't know how to handle him. He was just this, you know, like a rag doll, and I'm trying to handle a 6'3" guy, trying to get him in bed and flipping him because he couldn't turn, and all of that, learning how to use the commode. And then an occupational therapist turned up to my house months later and said, Bina, you don't have to live like this. There right. is funding. We can help you. I didn't understand where this, why I didn't get the help immediately, but it came. Nevertheless, it came, and we were grateful and helped. You know, so happy.
Right, yeah. Bina, it's just a wonderful story that you've told, and I know as President of Grey Power, my heart and is out there for you and Tama, and I know that the listeners listening would feel the same. And look, I just wish you and Tama all the best, and look forward to hearing from you from time to time again. And I hope that our listeners out there have the same heart and sympathy that I have. So I thank you very much for the time that you've given us this morning to explain your story and the business that you've now out there helping others, not just your son, but others that are suffering out there as well. So all the best, Bina, and thank you for appearing on radio, and I wish you and your son the very best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us, and Happy New Year. Oh, so my phone number, you can contact me on 021-0277-1019. So you can contact Tama Mobility Group. My name is Bina on 021-0277-1019.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.